This is The Poll, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. This story is from our episode about strength, weights, and why it matters to our health.
Jan Todd lives tucked away in the hills of Central Texas.
I know. Go ahead. You can go now.
Her two huge bull mastiffs are splayed out by the pool basking in the sun. Jan introduces me to them. There's Monty and Pudgy.
She says, I am Pudgy Stockton, and I'm 3 years old, and I'm a very, very good girl, and a little overweight.
I've never seen a dog this big.
Well, she's a bull mastiff.
Pudgy Stockton, named after the iconic American strongwoman from the 1940s. We walk past a replica statue of the Farnese Hercules, this one with the fig leaf. Muscled, chiseled, defined. And then head into the pool house, a.k.a. Jan's office, which is a total treasure trove of powerlifting history. Boxes and boxes of research materials. And a personal archive of the history Jan made herself.
Where is it here? Highest competitive, there it is. Highest competitive deadlift by a woman is 394.5 pounds. By Jan Suffolk Todd at Chattanooga, Tennessee on 3 May, 75. So almost 50 years to the day.
Jan was about to turn 23 when that deadlift broke the Guinness record. And that was just the beginning. Jan kept lifting and setting records. 1977, first woman to officially squat more than 400 pounds. 1981, world record deadlift, 479 pounds. 1981, world record squat, 545 pounds. More than 60 national and world records in total. All these achievements were unthinkable when she was a teenager in the 1960s.
First thing you should know about me is that I graduated from high school before Title IX passed.
She was on the swim team in high school, but there were no varsity-level opportunities.
So I didn't have normal sport experiences like modern girls do.
When she was in college, Jan met her future husband, Terry Todd, a powerlifting champion.
I had started going with Terry to the gym just because, you know, he's your cute boyfriend and you love him and like you want to spend all your time together, not thinking about being an athlete at all.
It was a different world in terms of what women were expected or even allowed to do when it came to weights.
And to be honest, it was really boring. I mean, it was like, no offense to the cute boyfriend husband, but it was pretty boring just to go and do light stuff because that's not who I am.
But one day she met a woman doing something she'd never seen a woman at the gym do before, training with a barbell. Jan decided to take a crack at it, and she was a natural. On her very first try, she deadlifted 225 pounds, the weight the other woman had been training to lift. And this experience, it planted a seed. The Guinness record at the time was 392 pounds.
And Terry said, I think you could do that if you wanted to.
And in her mind, a goal was set. But there were some obstacles in the way.
We had to navigate where I could go to do things. Because most gyms weren't open to women.
They tried using the gym at Mercer University, where she got her bachelor's and master's.
We had to, like, get permission, and I could only go in there if there were no men in there at the same time.
Oh.
So he could be with me, but nobody else could. I couldn't go in, like, when the team trained.
And then there was European Health Spa, an old chain of gyms across the U.S.
Health spas in those years primarily had men's days and women's days. The idea that women don't want to be seen in public when they lift weights, primarily, and that you might be distracted, or men would be distracted by women. And so I couldn't go with him on men's days to the health club, but I could go on women's days, but he couldn't come with me. So he couldn't, like, show me what to do and how to do things. And if I went on women's days, I wasn't allowed to use the barbells. I could only use the machines.
How come? I asked her.
Because we're girls and we're delicate and it's too dangerous for us to lift weights.
What if you just went up and did it?
Well, then they would come over and speak to me, which I did one day. I was trying to do some deadlifts, and the guy said, you're really not allowed to do that in here. And so I told, you know, we didn't need to continue. We just quit training there.
She finally found a spot.
It was a men's club, but Terry knew the owner. And so we then negotiated with him, but there was no women's restroom. There was no changing room for me. And nobody made fun of me because Terry was with me.
She was lifting at men's events. Women's competitions weren't around until 1977. It was a thrill.
I liked it so much. I liked the fact that lifting does provide you with psychological rewards all the time when you're training. If you have set goals for yourself and you hit those goals in training, you walk out of the gym feeling great. And I liked that. The other thing I liked, though, honestly, was doing something that most other women didn't do.
And this was in part because of health misinformation.
One of the beliefs of the 80s was that somehow there were still gender-appropriate exercises for women to do as opposed to what men did. So men would do squats, but girls would do leg presses. And, like, why? You know, why do you need that difference? Because the leg press will probably not make you as strong as doing squats will make you. It's not as much of a sort of multi-muscle, multi-joint exercise.
Jan helped change perceptions around female bodies, strength, and muscles.
When I began lifting weights, there were no models who showed any muscles on their bodies if they walked the runways. The idea of a woman having muscles was seen as somehow being somewhat transgressive. There must be something wrong with you if you want to have muscles. But because of Title IX passing, and because women have more access to weight rooms, and because as you play sports, you will develop muscles, you know, like even tennis players, like a very ladylike sport, as we used to argue, you will develop muscles. Now, of course, if you go to the gym, you're going to see as many women in current health clubs as you are men. The women will be working with basically the same kinds of exercises that men do.
Compound movements like squats, deadlifts, and pull-ups.
But I think now people have begun to realize that there really isn't any reason for men and women to train differently. And because of that, one of the things that to me is most exciting is we're finally beginning to understand how strong women can be.
That story was reported by Sarah Willa Ernst.